12 Myths That Could Wreck Your Golf Game was written by Tom Wishon with Tom Grundner. It is based on their best-selling books, The Search for the Perfect Golf Club and The Search for the Perfect Driver. To learn more about golf clubs in general, you might stop by Tom Wishon's website at www.twgolftech.com. Tom Wishon has been a leading golf club designer for more than 33 years. He is among an elite group of designers whose club heads have won tournaments at the PGA Tour, the Champions Tour, and the Ryder Cup. In all, Wishon has more than 50 different design firsts to his credit, including the first titanium wood heads produced in America. In the fields of club head design, shaft design, and club fitting research, he has few peers. In addition to his design work, he has written 8 books on golf club making and design, including the best-selling The Search for the Perfect Golf Club, which won Book of the Year honors from the International Network of Golf, a nonprofit association of golf media professionals. Wishon has written more than 200 magazine articles on club making technology and has been on the Golf Digest Technical Advisory Panel for more than 10 years. He also serves as the technical advisor to the PGA of America's website. Tom Grundner is a retired college professor who, as a second career, became a master golf club maker. He lives in Tucson, Arizona, where he indulges his first loves of building handcrafted custom putters and writing books about the 18th century Royal Navy. And now, 12 Myths That Could Wreck Your Golf Game, read by John Grasset.
The game of golf is treading water these days. Each year, about the same number of people leave the game as start playing. When surveyed, one of the major reasons given by those who give it up is frustration with the game. But the question has to be asked, how much of that frustration is the result of a game that is admittedly inherently frustrating to even the best players? And how much of it is caused by equipment-induced frustration? How many of those golfers simply hit a grass ceiling where they find themselves trapped in a nightmare of publicly embarrassing poor performance caused by equipment that not only will not, but cannot possibly meet their needs? Thinking they're playing with equipment that's properly designed and fitted, after all, they paid enough for that stuff. They can then only ascribe their failings to themselves, to their own ineptitude, and give up on the game. Golf clubs are among the most superbly designed instruments ever crafted for use in a game. Every inch of the club has a purpose and a clear rationale for why it is the way it is. It is 100% pure, engineered function. So why, then, are so many golfers out there slashing away like cavemen with tree limbs in their hands? Part of the problem, I believe, is that most golfers know next to nothing about how to select clubs that are designed to maximize the strengths and minimize the weaknesses in their swings. They know little more than what they read in golf equipment advertising and Golf Channel infomercials. Now, I'll have to admit, those ads rarely lie, but they almost never tell you the whole truth. So armed with nothing more than these semi-truths, the golfing public spends $4.7 billion a year on equipment, hoping and expecting that with the right stuff, they'll play the game better and enjoy it more. Golf is about having fun. The 12 myths presented in this audiobook are about understanding its tools better and removing some of the barriers that keep it from being more fun for more people. Myth number one. Modern golf clubs hit farther than clubs of even a few years ago. In reality, no, they don't. What you're seeing basically is a marketing gimmick. Let's begin at the beginning. Three things primarily determine the distance you hit a golf ball: the loft of the club head, the length of the shaft, and the speed with which you swing. There is also this factor. The longer the length of a club, the lower its loft, the heavier its weight, and the stiffer its shaft, the harder the club will be to hit. Over the past few years, your swing speed has probably stayed about the same, but unfortunately, the loft angles and the shaft length of your clubs have not. Each year, in order to say their clubs hit farther, the club companies have been tinkering with the loft angles of your club heads, lowering them a bit at a time each year. As a result, every club in the set has moved up at least one, if not two numbers. So, when you go to a driving...